What's up? It's your boy Raymond. You already know what it is. It's time for Table Talk, and I'm here once again, always, as always.
As usual.
With the lovely Sarah G. Sarah, you
look
good.
Hello, people. Like, thank you. I appreciate it. You're always handsome yourself.
You got your damn colors all popping and stuff.
You know, I figured I'd do a little color today.
You looking bright.
Listen.
Right.
Sometimes I have to do a little something different.
You having a good week so far?
You know what? The week's been okay so far. You know, it just started for me, so, you know.
The people been real responsive to our last podcast on sex and more sex.
I guess. I've been getting a lot of inboxes. I've been getting a lot of text messages about, you know, just like
about
us keeping it going.
You sure wasn't Jody just hitting you up?
No,
like,
I don't think it was Jody. I don't think it was Jody, but I did get a lot of positive feedback about our podcast and what we're doing, and so I feel like we're just definitely going in the right direction.
Path.
Right, definitely.
Okay,
and so I'm excited about that too.
Always,
you know, because that means people are listening.
Yes, right. People are definitely listening. And you know what? Like I say, people are also going back into the old episodes and, like,
that's
listening
too.
To other stuff. That's I always great. See the numbers go up when I go scroll through.
Back
and you be
through.
Like, damn, like, this, it didn't have that much. And you could tell that somebody's listening
right.
to it. So, that's a good thing.
It is
we out here
thing.
Making moves on Table Talk. And we're going to just improve it as time goes.
As time goes.
So, let's get into some of these topics today. So,
yes.
Which one you want to start with?
Listen.
Sarah? Listen, I need to know, the men need to know, people in general just need to know, what do women want?
What do women want?
I know that says a lot, but
it does.
Make it simple
for me. It's a broad question.
Mm-hmm.
What do women want? Because in the reality is that in 2019, women are so much different.
Yeah.
With women, because women are different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of women these days don't necessarily per se see maybe long-term relationships anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the crazy thing is
that
unfortunately
good or bad?
I think that's bad. I feel like, you know, at the end of the day, I'm still old school.
Mm-hmm.
I still believe in meeting someone, falling in love,
mm-hmm.
and getting married, you know. But
the old traditional
the
way.
The old traditional
how
way.
And,
yeah, definitely.
You know, men and women used to play out that way back in the day.
Right.
You know,
but the alternatives in 2019 are different.
The alternatives
than what
have
listen,
a lot going
there's
on.
A lot of alternatives.
I'm talking about open relationships.
Correct.
Single, casual, situationship.
Listen, slide a side chick.
Slide a side chick.
And a lot of people are taking, a lot of women are like really taking on this side chick role,
mm-hmm.
right? So, you know, them.
And okay with being
a side
chick.
With being
like,
a side
I don't
chick.
Want to have the responsibility of being
right,
in a committed
which is crazy. Like,
yeah.
I don't never want to be nobody's number two.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I want to be number one, and I want to be the one and only,
mm-hmm.
you know, to the right person, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
What do women want, though? I think, you know, at the end of the day, we want stability.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we want communication.
Yeah.
We want a man that got his shit together.
What does that mean? See, women, and I'm going to say men probably say
that
stuff, too, but more women say that term of having your shit together than men do. So, what when you say having your shit together,
right.
what does that mean? Because,
well,
you know,
let's be honest.
I have to have a good retirement plan?
You, yeah,
you know,
why not?
Should I have good, you know, dental benefits for you and me? Like, should
like,
I be
once
a CEO or, you know, should I be a CEO of a company? Like,
you know,
you got to define having,
well, having your
having
shit together could vary from person to person, right?
Yeah.
But for me, I think it's, you know what I'm saying? I've always lived this life and said, like, okay, the guy that I date needs to be doing at least as good as I'm doing or better.
Okay.
I don't want nobody doing worse than me.
So you don't want nobody, you have to fix him up. Or you have to motivate him and push him to
not
get to
really.
Another level.
Not at this age.
Mm-hmm.
I'm older now, and so I feel like, you know, anybody I date,
yeah.
they're especially in a serious relationship, they're not gonna be in their 20s.
Yeah. Why
so,
not? You don't
oh
feel
God,
like you
no.
can date younger?
We're in two totally different places.
But wouldn't dating younger make it more easier? Because then you can mold that individual to be
but
the
I don't
man
wanna have
to
do that much
to
work.
Be?
I'm honest. I don't want to have to do that much work. I don't want to have to fix you up. Because at the end of the day, the what you feel as a 20-year-old man, a 25-year-old man, even a 30-year-old man, that will change by the time you get to my age. So I may not be, you know, the woman that you want later on. So that means I'm building you up to be the right man for somebody else. And I don't want to do that. I'm tired of, because I've been doing that for
help Becky me. Out for,
listen, it's a lot of, because a lot of women out there, especially women my age, have been doing that for years, and we're sick of it. We're sick of trying to.
Sick of it because that person goes off and be with somebody else after you done put in the work.
Yes, and they're the right man for that person, or they become the better man. Let me say it like that, for that person. You get what I'm saying? That sucks, because I put, like, listen, I put in years and years of showing you how to treat a woman.
Yeah.
Making sure that you're self-sufficient, making sure that you're doing all the things that you need to do.
Believing
when
in
you're
yourself.
In a relationship, believing in you when you didn't believe in yourself, motivating you to go after this job and get this other, you know, get this better job, or listen, follow your dreams. And then once you get your shit together and you're like on a page or on a path where you're doing well, you choose Beth, you choose somebody else. And I done put in all this work and all these years trying to make you a better man, because I wanted you to be the better man for me. Yet you don't stay with me, you don't stay with the woman that's been there for you when you didn't have shit, and now you have it all. You replace her for a newer version.
Damn, the way you put it, that sounds fucked up.
It is fucked up. And I'm telling you, we as women, we're tired of doing it. We're tired of building these men up, and then they walk away, and someone else gets to reap the benefits of our hard work.
So the alternative is to have him to already have his shit together.
Already have your shit together.
Engaged.
Especially at this, if I'm dating anybody near my age, which, you know what I'm saying, 9 times out of 10, like, knowing me, I like to date people a little younger than me.
Okay.
Not older than me. Will that change, you know, maybe in another year or two?
What's your issue with older men?
They're boring. I don't.
What do you mean?
Like, I like a younger guy. I like a younger guy, but I like somebody that's smart and that's mature. But a younger guy, I feel like, you know, keeps you on your toes. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. They're more fun. They're more active. You know, when you date older men, they're kind of set in their ways. They don't want to do, you know, nothing.
Well,
they want to sit home on the couch.
Type of older man. Because you got older men that are still, you know, I see plenty of older men that are in the gym still getting they fit on.
Right. And they probably go home after that and do absolutely nothing. Okay. I need a man that likes to still get out and have fun and travel. Because despite my age, I'm still one that will go jump off of a cliff.
Okay.
I'm still the one that will skydive. I'm still the one that will do things.
Still take the chances.
Adventure.
With
yes,
your life.
I still want
to
be
living it to the full.
A little bit. Yeah. I mean, I still want to do adventurous things. I still feel like I have a whole life to live, even though that I'm older. You know what I'm saying? But there's so much out there going on, and there is so many older people than me that are still doing things that like defy the odds.
Gotcha.
Let's be realistic.
You don't want to be at the BFW.
I don't know. I want to live my life to the fullest, and I want to enjoy my life, and I want to do that with a partner that has those same goals in mind. I want to travel. I want to see the world. I want to, you know what I'm saying, live in a nice home and you know, get out and do things, even if it's just go dance and we, you know, go to a museum and we enjoy art or an art festival or a cooking festival or whatever. You know, just get out and do stuff.
So sum it up for me when you say having shit. If you had to put it down to like
have your
five,
shit together,
having it together, like 5 bullet points, like career set,
you know a career, like, would be nice.
Okay.
Career or steady job.
Okay.
You know, someone that, you know, can exemplify longevity. You know, because you got a lot of dudes that just, they every month they got a new job. I can't do it.
Okay.
That means you cannot dedicate yourself to anything.
You need dedication.
You know what I'm saying?
I
need you to have, you know, and then also, if, you know, a lot of times men aren't aware of their mental health.
Okay.
You know, and a part of that is having your shit together.
This is true.
You know, acknowledging that you're struggling with some things, mm-hmm. and maybe going to get help for those things, mm-hmm. and saying, you know, I want to be a better person for me, mm-hmm. and I want to be in a better mental space, because okay. if you're not in a good mental space, you can't treat me well.
Oh yeah, you right.
You can't. You can't be the best father you can be. You can't be the best husband you can be. You can't even be the best friend you could be.
Yeah.
So that, you know, having your shit together, that's a part of having your shit together.
Now, let me ask you this. Are you coming across individuals that are more open about whether or not they have struggles? Like, are you finding guys in this climate that we're in right now speaking more verbally about, hey, I have this shortcoming, you know, but mm-hmm. I'm working on it. I'm a work in progress, X, Y, Z.
I think it's half and half for me. Because I'm so open to talking to people, mm-hmm. and I realized that for from the early part of my life, that people were just attracted to talking to me and just being very open because I'm an easy person to talk to.
Yeah, you are a good conversationalist.
Thank you.
We have a good conversation. Yeah, even if it's just on a regular day, we could fall into a convo and it just be interesting.
Definitely. And I find that, you know, a lot more men are saying, yo, look, I struggle with depression. Mm-hmm. I struggle with low self-esteem. I know a very attractive dude right now that has low self-esteem. Mm-hmm. And listen, if you go on his Facebook page, these bitches is falling all over him.
Yeah.
Like, trying to send him wedding, marriage invitations and everything. Like,
they over there acting like Judy.
Right. You know what I'm saying? But they don't even realize how insecure he is about himself. Mm-hmm. And how, you know, he feels like he's not as attractive as women maybe make him feel.
Do women actually, you know, have concerns like that when they think about men? Like, do y'all
I think
men as, you know, we have, might have an insecurity or like that, or some kind of emotional imbalance in certain areas?
I do now more than ever. Because I realize that we all battle with our demons.
Yeah.
And we all have struggles. And mental health is a big deal right now in 2019. Mm-hmm. And I can't say that enough. And it's not just women. It's men too. It's men that are insecure about themselves. It's men that struggle with maybe the pathology of, you know, things that have happened in the past to mm-hmm. them, whether they were molested, whether they, you know, were beaten and talked down to mm-hmm. back in their younger years from a father or a mother even, or somebody that they probably looked up to in their family mm-hmm. that tore them down. Mm-hmm. And so that thing followed them all the way into their manhood. And because they did not
address it,
it's a problem.
Oh, trust me. I know.
It's a problem.
I know, because we look at mental health now because it's a big topic of conversation all across the world right now. Mm-hmm. It's on a big platform to try to address those things, but we don't see how subtle it really is. Because like you said, to be torn down in your own household and then have to step out into the world and be this quote-unquote man, especially from a man perspective,
because
we're supposed to go out here and be conquerors and take charge and aggressive and get what you supposed to get. You know, you my man, bring it home the bacon and stuff like that. It's not as easy as it says.
Right.
When you got an environment, let's speak on black culture, mm-hmm. since we black people in here.
Right.
You already got an environment that's built for white privilege and stuff like that, and then now you have to go out here and be a black man and try to be strong and dominating and go out here to succeed mm-hmm. against people who are already trying to oppress you.
That's right.
And then you getting tore down in the house because you can't build your confidence or whatever, because the person in the house is like, oh, you know, you might not be good enough at that.
Right.
Especially if you do it at a young age.
Right, correct.
You know, and then now this kid has to grow up into a man and go out here and try to take on the world. That's a lot.
That is a lot.
That is a lot. So and when it comes to having it together.
So let me ask you this. Jay, mm-hmm. let me ask you this. Do you find that for you, especially when you're dating now and you're talking to different women, do you mm-hmm. find yourself being comfortable enough to express any of your, you know, shortcomings or things that you struggle with?
Well, you know me, I'm like an open book.
Right.
I wear my heart on my sleeve.
Yeah.
Back in the day, you know, probably not, because I'm very, you know, shut off.
Right.
Like, you know, that's another thing I think, you know, the society don't see that men do a lot. It's like when women say, you could talk to me. You can communicate with your mate about what's really going on with you, but it's a trait in men's that's like, no, because it's kind of like a sign of weakness. If I could tell you that I am having a struggle, but I'm trying to figure it out and fix it myself without your assistance.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? It's the ego.
It is the ego. Because
the ego does ego that. Now. The ego is less like, no, because I'm trying to be, quote unquote, the man of the house or our relationship and stuff. So a lot of times we go and we isolate and we try to figure it out on our own, which causes more problems because, like you say, we can't be open with whom we're dealing with.
Right.
And that's where I'm different because I try my best deliberately to be more open so people know who they dealing with.
And I also think...
And I can get answers.
Definitely.
Or advice.
And I also think in the Black culture, we have, as women, Black, brown girls, have been programmed to see it as a weakness when men express themselves or they cry. Mm-hmm. And so... We feel like, oh, he a sucker. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, he always crying about some
shit. I can tell you right now, for me, as the man I am right now, if I currently go out here and date and feeling stuff like that, it's not really pretty.
Right.
It's not really pretty. And from that same aspect you just said, because you look at it as like, I can't even be vulnerable because women are looking for this fictitional Superman that has no doubts, no self, self-esteem lost at any level.
Right.
He is just a narcissist that knows he's going to go out here and do, it's not real.
Right.
That's a problem. I should feel like I'm safe enough to be open with you.
Right.
And vice versa.
Definitely.
So that we can grow together and build, because I think that's what helps to get both of us to a level is when we can get on the same page, we can see each other's vulnerability, and we can then now say, this is how we're going to help each other build.
Right.
You know?
I definitely feel like I've come into a place in my life where I definitely look at things differently.
Mm-hmm.
I always say that I'm one of those people that's very different from most people. I look at things differently. My mind works differently. I always feel like there is a strength in a man that can come out and say, hey, I struggle with this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it don't make me less of a man, but I struggle with it. And sometimes, you know, every day ain't going to be a good day for me, you know, and I'm working on it. There's a strength and there's a beauty in that because, you know, there's nothing wrong with addressing your struggles. You know, it's the problem for me is when you have a struggle and you don't see it. You know, or you try to act like it's not there, or you're in denial about what you're struggling with, but because you feel like you just got to be the man and you got to be all hard and this, that, and the other, you won't ever address it. But guess what? That thing is going to be a thorn in your side that's going to grow until you address it, or you're going to die a very unhappy person.
This is the truth.
You understand? So, you know, having your shit together encompasses a whole lot of things. For you, a woman having her shit together, what does that look like for you?
For me, a woman having her shit together. Damn.
Because I know you. You're big on, you know, buying this big house, having money in your savings account, you know, being established.
Yeah.
And being comfortable financially. Yeah. I know you, you know, and in the short time that we've known each other, I listen to you a lot. I listen to you talk a lot about, you know, just having something for the future, definitely for your girls, you know. So what does a woman having it together look like for you?
For me, I think having it together simply look, I'm traditional too.
Mm-hmm.
I like traditional. I believe in the traditional values of not necessarily women staying, you know, in the house and being, you know, a housewife or something, but more so of, like you say, a real true teammate. Like I say, somebody I can say, I have this shortcoming, I have this vulnerability. She understands it, and she doesn't look at it like you say, as a sign of weakness.
Right.
She only looks at it and say, well, babe, we can do X, Y, and Z to try to overcome that,
right,
so we can both still continue to grow. Do I want her at this point, at this stage? I want a woman that's generally over out being in the streets, far as like she's constantly over here shopping because she likes shopping. Like, I get that.
Right.
But we've done that. It's like if you know you go to certain nightclubs and you've done been to this club 10 times, this is your right. spot you always go to. It's like we've done that.
Right.
So how can we stop that, and maybe instead of us going out and shopping, let's build the boutique.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Ooh, let's start to think on. Differently.
Right.
Let's start to see that we have our own talents that we don't, you know, tap into because Definitely. We get caught up with living in everybody else's dream.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I want someone that has that level of focus.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to give you an example. My friend Sabrina, right? We currently have like, let's call it an investment group because it's me and her. So we have an account with this thing called Acorns. It's like, it's an
app. I know what
it
is. It
lets you buy stocks
right.
and stuff
right.
like that.
I do
so
have
we
it
we teamed
well.
Up. Mm-hmm. We set a goal. We teamed up to say we're going to meet this goal at the end of this year to put $1,000 in this account. And we're going to just let it do what it do. So right. every month she invests $100. I invest $100. At the end of this month, 5 months, we got $1,000 invested. Whatever money we gain from that as it plays in the stock market, you know, we split 50-50.
Uh-huh.
That's what I want. I want right. a teammate that says, you know what, you're right. Even if we're going to go out here and spend inside Zara or somewhere, mm-hmm. let's also invest stock in that.
Right.
Because now we got to think about our future. We could shop there because the money's going to come back in another way.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
So you want a woman that's proactive about building the future.
Building the future okay. with me. Step by step. And the struggle, because it's a struggle
it
as well.
Struggle.
Because we have to sacrifice.
Definitely.
And that's the key to it. It's like knowing that, listen, lady, we're going to sacrifice. Sometimes it's not about us just... Because we can go out right. every time we get paid and eat and do this and do that and do that. But at the end of the day, what does that get us? Yes, it gives us experience mm-hmm. out together that we out living life. But over the future, over the long haul, we got kids. I got kids. She may have kids.
Right, right.
What did we leave them besides us just going out here living life?
Right.
It's like now it's time to set foundations. It's time to set something here to say, okay, we did leave a house back there that the kids can live in. They ain't got to go rent the house paid off or something like that.
Right.
Or if worst case scenario, the kids got to sell the house, you know, and then do, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
Or the kids start to flip the house.
Right.
And then they in real estate business. Like, so just about building the future. I want somebody who's focused on,
building
I might go to work at my steady
wealth.
Job, mm-hmm. but my steady job, a portion of my paycheck goes towards a financial freedom. I'm trying to get free. I'm right. trying to get free from my steady job, and I want her on the same page. Let's get the fuck out this trap
right.
of going to work every day. So we can be on a regular Tuesday like this saying, you know what, we ain't even going to work. We finna go to Jackson's to eat.
Right.
We gonna go lounge on the freaking beach. We ain't got nowhere to be.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? That's to me
and
about...
And not pressed about money.
We ain't pressed about
if
money.
If I'm losing hours or
yeah.
I'm not getting paid. Okay, what
yeah,
else?
I need
what
to
else?
Get this. So that to me is having it together.
Okay.
I think...
So it sounds like a mindset.
It's a mindset.
You know?
I think having it together to me is a mindset from both sides.
Okay.
Because I feel like in order for you to get that guy you think that's going to be staying in his career and probably even challenge himself to go up for a promotion, his mindset has to be different.
Different.
He
definitely.
Can't just be, you know, Jody going to work and saying, well, I get paid every Friday. I know how much I get paid. I know how much they're going to take taxes.
Right.
And this is just me. No, he has to think one step above
and
that.
And that's what I'm talking
to
about.
Say,
right.
Damn. If I move up to manager, yeah, I might make an extra dollar or two.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Should I be? At least right. even or, if he's or, thinking about that maneuver.
Or looking at prospects of maybe doing something different.
Yeah.
Yes, I have this job, but what else can I do to get this bread?
Yeah.
Like, to get this money?
Yeah.
To secure this bag?
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to do bigger things than just be here 9 to 5
yeah.
every day.
Exactly.
It's definitely
and,
a mindset.
And then even when we talk about how you was talking about the mental health aspect, he has to be able to say to himself, you know what? Maybe I'm not as affectionate enough with
right.
Sarah. And she complains about that.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Right.
She complains that I don't give her enough attention. Or maybe she complains that I don't take her out as much as I probably used to. Because
right.
we might be in the sacrifice. Well, I'm over here sacrificing. I'm in my thought path of I'm trying to get to financial freedom. I'm totally neglecting Sarah.
Right.
Because I'm over here like sacrifice. Right. So sometimes I have to take that step back to be like, you know what, let me just take her out this week.
But it's all about balance, I'm though. Tripping. Like, honestly, see, and that's where we struggle.
If I'm Jody and I'm not even, if I'm only thinking of self, and I'm not taking mental, you know, health of myself, account of myself, then I can't sit here and say, oh, I need to balance that out because I'm doing this too much.
But I think more so, like, when I say balance, everybody should have, like, a level of balance, right? But in a relationship, when you're with someone, you know, because this is kind of what our conversation right now is geared towards, a relationship and being with somebody that has it together, right? Yeah. But when you're in a relationship, and even if you're trying to get yourself together or you do have your shit together, you have to find balance within everything.
Facts.
You know, you have to find balance in a sense that you give enough time to work, you give enough time to whatever you're trying to, your goals, you give enough time to your lady, you give enough time to your kids, and you give enough time to self.
Yes.
And it's something that we struggle with a lot. You know what I'm saying?
So we get caught up with work most of the things.
So, you know, having, being able to balance, that is a skill set, I think.
Yeah,
you know what I'm
saying?
Because a lot of people don't do well with balancing. I think I don't do well with balancing, and I'm working on that. You know, I'm working on that. But at the end of the day, you know, you definitely want to be in a situation where you have some type of balance. Like, just because you out here trying to chase this paper, you're not neglecting your duties as my man. You understand what I'm saying? So, you know, definitely that's a part of having your shit together. Knowing how to juggle it all.
So balance is a part of having it together.
I definitely think so. Knowing how to juggle the thing.
So
you know
we got
what I'm
career. Let me add this. So we got career, steady job, possibly, right? Because we ain't mad at you as long as you bring it in the paper.
Right.
Right. As long as you can help pay some bills up in this
thing.
Stuff like that. We got balance, mental health, accountability, right?
Yes.
So you have to be mentally stable. Oh, for me with another woman, I don't know. I think she got to be open sexually. Sexually,
come
she
on.
Has to be open to to experiences.
So having her shit together is has a sexual aspect to
of
it?
Of course, because listen, we know fully well that if people don't engage each other affectionately, there's going to be problems in that relationship.
True.
Somebody's either going to cheat, somebody's going to start looking the other way, somebody's going to go unsatisfied. So sexually, yes, you have to have some level of sexual balance in order to maintain having your shit together.
Okay, okay.
So if you're a career woman and you out here taking on the world and you doing a lot,
right,
I still need you at some point to be like, boy, when I get home, that nigga in for it.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? You still got the energy.
I get that. I can see that aspect.
Because like you said, it goes back to balance as well. It goes hand in hand.
Right, right.
Because we need affection. Because I think that's what we lose sight on.
Do guys want affection?
Of course.
You know.
And I'm not talking about just sex. Because I think we all, on some level, just want sex sometimes.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Right.
See, but this goes back to being open about who you truly are mentally, because you can be honest with yourself and say, I know I need affection.
Right.
When I'm caught up, and if I'm at work and then I'm over here at my spot, I'm doing studio and I'm trying to record, or I'm trying to learn how to get better at producing, and then I'm over here trying to be a dad and stuff like here, and then I got to run over here and podcast with you, then I got to run back to work for another 40 hours a week.
Right.
At what time in that did anybody just slow me down to just be like, let me
love
you
on
hug you?
Yeah, right.
Like, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah. I don't know. I just feel like these days I don't get a sense of men wanting the affection so much, or or even being affectionate. I feel like, you know, I feel like there's a detachment.
I think we all detach because you know what, we lose sight of how people truly love us these days. See, I think we also look at love wrong, because if you look at it like this, if you look at love as if it's sex, if it's touching on you, kissing on you, hugging on you and stuff like that, holding hands, walking down this mall together, letting the world know we together. That's only one aspect of love.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Definitely.
First of all, the fact that last time you came over and I made you breakfast, right? To me, the moment I get off the couch.
Right. Come on.
Okay. The moment I get off the couch and put my time, effort, and energy into standing in front of that stove.
Right.
To cook for you. Not just because you said to cook for me to get you over the podcast, right?
Right.
The moment I say, when I'm sitting there and I'm cooking for you and I'm making sure that I hope she enjoys this meal. Right. That's when I infuse the love into that situation right now. Because we have to understand that on this planet, we don't necessarily have to do anything for any fucking body.
Right, that's true.
So if I get up out of my time, effort, my energy, if I give you that,
right,
I'm generally giving you my love and affection.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
That makes sense.
The moment I pull out my goddamn massage table, And I put the sheets on it and stuff like that, and you call me up and say, wait a minute, I've been at work all week. I feel tense in my shoulder. And I say, Sarah, I got you, slide through.
That's right.
That's me pouring my love, the oxytocin that's expressed through my hands when I rub on you and stuff like that with the lotion.
Right.
It's me expressing my love because now I'm giving you my fullest attention.
Mm-hmm.
So, and those are the things we don't see.
Right, true.
If somebody get out, If you call me and say, Raymond, I need you to go grab my son from school.
Right.
And I could do 100 other things instead of go do that.
Right.
It's love.
It is.
Because I care about this girl enough that I will take the time out to go do so. And that's the part we don't see, the time, effort, and energy.
Right.
What we see is sex. Because the world sells us sex.
Sex.
As long as she's sucking it dick, it's
right,
all
she
good.
Love me. She love me. Right.
She love me. She ain't going nowhere. We good.
Right, definitely.
No, that's not what it is.
Definitely.
Did that nigga come home and actually pay the bill to keep the lights on?
Right. Ooh.
So that come way on. You ain't got to eat no cold food or be in this motherfucker sweating.
I know that's
with no
right.
AC?
Come on.
That's some love for your ass.
That is some love.
You get what I'm saying?
I'm not mad at that.
Because he
I'm
had to go out here and do whatever he had to do that, and vice versa.
True.
And those are things we neglect.
We do neglect it. I think sometimes we are so jaded in living life.
Because we get caught in living life.
We do get caught up.
That's so crazy that we get so caught up in living life that we really don't see those little things.
You don't.
And they always there.
They are. And sometimes it's just those little things that make the biggest difference.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But we do get jaded.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And
so jaded.
Yeah. Because like when we're out there working on this... The white man's job. I like to say the white, working for the white man.
Yeah.
He done pissed us off so much, you know. But we know we gotta work. We can't just walk off the job. But because we need this dollar, it you know, sometimes we come home with that frustration, and so we don't get to,
you know, when
really
you see that frustration the most is when you did that job and you dealt with the white man or whomever, and then your mate has just been home all day, ain't did nothing.
I
ain't even got a job.
Ooh, come on.
Don't you see that frustration?
Angry.
Because now you done came home. Oh, this motherfucker just up here.
Like, nigga, why is you here?
Why are you here, Jody?
Why are you here? What are you doing?
Job,
why are you breathing in this space? Because you didn't pay for this.
Is that what Taraj showed him?
Get a job, Jody. Okay.
This is what I'm saying.
That's fact.
This is what I'm saying.
That's fact. So.
Once we are on the same page of having our shit together, now, when we both at these jobs going through whatever struggles we go through,
mm-hmm.
when we come home together and we put that money together or we put whatever financials together to say we splitting the bills or I pay this, you pay that, or stuff like
right.
that, we are loving each other and building something totally different that nobody can see because
right.
it's a team now.
It's a team
effort.
Yeah. Definitely.
You know,
definitely
what,
want a team a team player.
So, but sex is a big thing because if you come home frustrated, I come home frustrated, we might need that sex to, you know,
right.
take all that frustration out.
Of course.
So you gotta have a little sex.
There has to be a sexual aspect.
What you think else you could add to it? Of having your shit together.
That pretty much is my thing.
Those things. So we got career, steady job.
Yeah.
Balance.
Yep.
Balancing your
goal.
Your,
like
you able to balance
goals.
Your life.
Yeah, having definitely. Having some goals. I mean,
mental stability and account. Right.
Being stagnant is like death. Mm-hmm. You know?
You don't want to be the same person every day.
No, you don't. And you don't want to be the same person from year to year. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to be with somebody that does make a change and motivates me even mm-hmm. to evolve into someone better mm-hmm. as the years go by. Mm-hmm. It's like when I'm with somebody and we've been together for 5 years mm-hmm. and you're the same dude that I started with, mm-hmm. it's kind of like, come on, bro. Like, what else are we doing? The relationship is stagnant. Your life is stagnant. It causes my life to be stagnant. Yeah. You know, and why are we not motivating each other? Right, we're just going. We're just existing. Not even living, existing. And so I don't want to be with someone like that. I want to be with somebody that sees the bigger picture. Mm-hmm. That realizes that there's so much more out here that maybe we could be doing. Like you said, I like shopping. But one day, I come home and I'm like, babe, let's open our own boutique.
Yeah.
Capitalize on my love for shopping. Mm-hmm. You know, that's something, if I could have somebody that's, you know, and you know, that kind of stuff, it becomes infectious, right? Mm-hmm. So now, because you're forward thinking, I kind of am forced to be forward thinking.
Yeah.
And because I'm trying to match. Listen, I'm trying to match my man's drive.
Yeah.
At the end of the day.
Because I'm locked into this drive. Right. You over here.
You understand?
It ain't gonna match.
So
you
now I'm like, hey, like, what else can we do to get this money? Like, what, like,
and
that kind of energy.
And it's also about believing in yourself, too.
Definitely.
Because what I think is, because we get, yet again, we get caught up in life. And we get caught up with these careers and steady jobs that sometimes a lot of people be unhappy at, right?
Right.
What happens is you forget who you truly are and what kind of talents you might have that you're not even tapped into.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? Let's take you for example. Sarah, you can sing, right?
Right.
Some of y'all have heard Sarah sing because Sarah can blow it down. I'm like, you know what I'm gonna do? At the end of this, I'm gonna put Selfish Track at the end of this so y'all can hear Sarah sing to y'all and whatnot. Y'all can hear Sarah. But what I'm saying is this. Just like you've seen, because your life is, you got a kid, you got work, you know, you still socialize with your friends and stuff like that. You do a lot other stuff than what you do with spending time in the studio, correct?
Right.
Or not?
Definitely.
Now, if you did the opposite, meaning if we saw you in the studio more and stuff like that, who's to say who you'd have become? You get
right.
what I'm saying?
True.
So that's what I'm saying.
I agree.
That's the example I'm trying to give you that we forget. That we can probably be more than what we are because we don't even have the time to develop ourselves no more because we have all these other things to do.
You're right.
You know,
you're
so right you can that. Be great. And I don't care if you know gonna be a writer and write books or scripts or like you can't become a Beyonce or a Tyler Perry or these people without
if you don't put in
putting the time into yourself.
Yeah,
these
definitely.
People have time to become Will
yeah.
Smith.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Right.
I have time to become this great actor because I'm practicing acting all the time. I'm doing stuff. So, but that's what we see. And then it became my job or career. So we have to notice that.
Right.
That we are not even tapping into ourselves no more. That's why you get the stagnant.
Yeah, definitely.
So, and the stagnation, it upsets you because you feel like I'm supposed to be so much more.
Yeah. I could have been somewhere else.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
You have to bust out there so you can have your shit together.
Definitely.
So when you walk out here and they say, some dude run up on you and be like, damn, little mama, what's good? What you into?
Right.
Well, I sing, da-da-da-da. Then I go to work, do this, X, Y, Z. You have a lot more to be like, damn, buddy. You're like, damn, you
right.
really got like
your shit together.
Yeah, you
right.
got your shit together.
yeah.
So let me ask you this question since we talked about sex. You know what I'm saying? Do you think monogamy is dead?
Ooh, that's a good question. I think the idea of monogamy is slowly dying.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is so many other lifestyles that are being tapped into right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have the swingers. Mm-hmm. We have polyamory.
Open relationships. Situationships.
Side chicks.
Yeah.
Side niggas. There's so much going on that I just don't know if, you know, if the idea of monogamy, mm-hmm. even if it's alive and well kind of right now,
yeah.
it's dying.
You don't really see it as much.
I don't think so. I think it takes nothing for people to cheat now. Mm-hmm. You know, I was just, you know, reading, you know, there was this post that I was reading that, you know, people, a lot of people cheat because there's a lack of. Mm-hmm. And for a long time, I thought that to be true. Mm-hmm. But now, the way that things are set up, I promise you, I don't know if that's even true anymore. It may not be because they're lacking anything. Mm-hmm. You know, I think sometimes people cheat because they can get away with it.
So you saying they cheat just because they want to?
Just because they want to, you know? And I think sometimes maybe it's more of a sexual aspect. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? Where...
Let me ask you this. Since you're on that topic of people do it for just because they want to, do you think we suppress, you know, certain things we might want to do sexually because we're in a relationship with somebody that we might not technically be compatible with?
I definitely think you suppress a lot of things.
Like, what I'm saying is, imagine me and you as a married couple, right?
Right.
But I really, for some reason, it could just be sexual perversity. I really just want to have threesomes.
Right.
And out of respect for my wife,
right,
instead of bringing somebody into my marriage, I'm over here, like,
on the side.
We talk about struggling.
Right.
I'm over here struggling, saying, you know what? I'm going to just go out here to some swingers club or whatever and see have with my random own women.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. You know, on one hand, I don't want to drag my wife into it because that might not be something she into, right?
Right, right.
But this need, or this need for it, you know, that I done created, I'm gonna go pursue on my own. Or I right. might not pursue it, and then I might, like you say, stay stagnant and not really feed it to myself.
Right.
So that's what I'm saying. Do you think we repress certain things?
I think we suppress a lot of things about these days. And here's the problem, right? So, sorry, ladies, and I'm gonna say this, but this is the problem. A lot of times women don't want to hear the truth about who they are with, mm-hmm. right? Yes and no.
Okay, go ahead.
I think that there's something that can be gained out of transparency, mm-hmm. right? Transparency. And I think a lot of times we're with a person and they don't feel like they are comfortable or they can be comfortable enough to say, babe, like, I love you. But sometimes I want some new pussy.
Yeah.
I want to be with maybe you and somebody else. Mm-hmm. Because what happens? She gets emotional. You don't love me. You don't want to be with me.
You just want to be with
these hoes. Yeah. And it becomes so much other stuff. But that's who this person is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so now you have to decide whether you love this person and you can deal with, mm-hmm. you know, whatever their liking is, mm-hmm. or this is not the person for you. Mm-hmm. So, but instead of, like, really allowing somebody to truthfully be themselves and tell them, and allow them to tell you who they are,
yeah.
we shun it.
Yeah, suppress.
We shut it down. So now, you as a man, you're suppressing it because you like, nah, I can't say that to her.
Yeah.
She gonna... Listen, she
gonna go
like, I don't even want to deal with it.
You don't want to even. And then
so
I
now
also
you're
don't
out
take
here
you through that,
right?
Because I don't want you. To,
but guess
you know
what? At the end of the day, I want you to be the purest form of yourself. Yeah. And when we get in this relationship, let me tell you, I'm a question asker.
Yeah,
I love to ask questions. When I meet a person, it's like you in a motherfucking interrogation because I need to know.
Facts.
I need to know these things about you.
Yeah.
I ask you the oddest fucking questions. Have you ever felt any kind of way about another man? Mm-hmm. Have you ever had an experience with a man that you felt mm-hmm. like it was a one-time? I will ask you anything. I will run this motherfucker down because I need to know who I'm fucking dealing with.
Yeah.
Dead ass. And the problem is we don't ask questions and we assume all the way through the fucking relationship and we're like, oh, but he ain't even saying nothing. Like, nigga, I want to know.
Yeah.
I'm not the naive chick that's sitting around here like nah
you
no
don't do that.
Hey,
that ain't
listen
him.
Boo-boo, do you like to be with several bitches at a time?
Yes.
You have a problem with being, you know, committed and monogamous? Yes. Okay, so I know who I'm dealing with. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? I ask questions.
Got your shit together.
I ask questions.
Yeah,
because I like to be informed. I don't want to be surprised. Mm-hmm. I don't like surprises like that, right? I want to know what man I'm dealing with. Mm-hmm. And if I meet you, Jamar, and I'm like, hey, you know, what's going on? I'm trying to get to know you. You know, do you like this? Do you like that? If and the opportunity presents itself, and you come out and you say, listen, mm-hmm. I like you. You're cool. But hey, I like to do this, that, and the other. Let's just throw something out there. I like to fuck women with dildos. Mm-hmm. Automatically, in my mind, I already know, am I cool with that or I'm not cool with that?
Okay.
But if I'm cool with that, I already know what type of man I got.
Okay.
This nigga like to fuck me with dildos.
Yeah.
He like to fuck his woman with dildos. So I'm gonna be fucked with dildos because that's what he likes.
Yes.
I never try to censor anybody. Mm-hmm. Now, what you have to understand about truth is that you cannot dictate the reaction that's going to come from your truth. Mm-hmm. But I say live in your truth anyway. Right? Because when people are informed, they can make the decision. Mm-hmm. You'll be surprised what people are into.
As long as you're truthful about it.
Tell the truth.
Because sometimes that's the problems we have, that you're not truthful about it and you just go do shit.
Right.
And now we have other problems.
There are situations where people... And I could attest to this because I know personally there was a situation that a friend of mine dealt with when she was with someone. She was married to somebody who, you know, he was into that kind of thing, threesomes. And she wasn't true to herself. She was busy trying to please him as a husband and doing things out of the ordinary that she just knew in her heart that was not her lifestyle. That was not her truth. You know,
but now you traveling in somebody else's stream because you know you're trying to be faithful to your husband.
And eventually, of course, they got a divorce. Mm-hmm. But the truth of the matter is, you know, if that wasn't you, you should have said it then.
Yeah.
I don't censor people. I want to hear the truth. Mm-hmm. I want to know the truth. And women don't be wanting to hear the truth. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes when we meet a guy and we think, oh my God, he's the perfect guy, We don't want to address the demons that this wonderful looking young man might have.
Damn, that's deep.
And that's the damn truth.
And vice versa. Because that's what I think when it all comes back down to communication and being blatantly honest, like you say, brutally honest. Because if I can't stand in front of you butt naked mentally, on a mental level, meaning because I'm being honest of my truest self, then we ain't gonna make it.
We're not gonna make it. And I think a lot of times, this is why, you know, you have people that are out here living a double life, you know, cheating and doing all this extra stuff because, you know, they don't want to be honest or they're afraid to be honest.
Now, let me ask you this, though, because we know monogamy itself is a construct. That's something we say we're going to be monogamous.
Right.
Because I'm going to dedicate my time, attention, affection, all that stuff to you. Right. Forget everybody else. It's artificial.
Right.
It's not like we were born monogamous. You get what I'm saying? It's something we choose to say, it makes me a better person by being faithful to you.
Okay.
Right? Do you think it's dead? Completely, like,
it's not
take it out and shoot it.
Because I feel like there are people that, you know, get into relationships and are able to be monogamous with their mate. But I think that now people are exploring other avenues, you know, especially sexually. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, you know, I have friends that are swingers.
Mm-hmm. Is it that? Is that what it is? That right now we're just in a time frame where being open and adventurous sexually is just at its height and it's kind of overshadowing you monogamy or being faithful?
I feel like that right now we're seeing a shift where people are able to be more open about what they truly are into and what they like. So, and I feel like we're coming into a space where we see people becoming more open-minded about sex, you know, because it was such a, you know, 20, 30, 40 years ago, sex was such a big thing, you know what I'm saying? And you didn't want to talk about it too much. You didn't want to get too nasty, you know, out loud.
Now it's like,
you know, everything was on the hush. Now, everything is out in the open.
People and stuff.
It's out in the open and people are into all kinds of things.
I got a question now that I think about this since we're on the topic of sex. how do women generally take the environment now when we talk about as how y'all view men? Like, when we talk about open sexually, imagine if you have a guy that you're dating, and then he also likes guys. But he loves you, but mm-hmm. he also likes guys. He also wanna, you know,
I can't even do it.
Dick it down and do that's, it every once in a while.
That's not a man for me.
But you have some women that might be like, well, I love this nigga too though, because right. he love me shit. Sometimes and, he go but out that's and what get I'm his saying. Dick sucked by another
that's
dude.
Why I'm this saying one. You're seeing a shift in the sexual atmosphere. It's shifting. People are getting more open minded about sex because some women are okay with their men being bisexual.
But what I'm saying to you is, how are women looking at that atmosphere now though?
You know,
because it seems like women is just okay with everything.
Not all women, let's be clear.
I don't look at
you have a small percentage of women now that are,
I look
at a small percentage of women,
he likes women, mm-hmm. and that's it,
right? But you have a small percentage of women now that are becoming more accepting of a man possibly having interest in other men, right? Because he's sexy, he's attractive,
and that's cool.
I like him and I want to be with him, but he likes, you know, he likes men too,
and that's cool.
And for some women it is cool. It's the same thing as
men
who like
women,
bisexual women.
Okay, but for the women who don't think that's cool, it's still not cool.
Me, I am one woman that does not feel like that's cool. I honestly, and I know people, I'm gonna catch flack for this, but I honestly feel like once you have been with a man and you're a man, you're gay.
Okay.
Is it a double standard? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't feel like that, you know, I could ever date a man that has been with a man or has interest in men. That's not my thing.
Mm-hmm.
I need you to be fully heterosexual in order for us to have a successful relationship.
Yeah.
I cannot imagine, like, I just feel, honestly, I feel like you're gay if you have sex with another man at any point, any kind of sexual anything. If you suck your dick, if you suck his dick, if there's penetration, you are gay. I don't feel like that a man
okay,
is necessarily...
Okay, but now what about a guy that might want you to do gay stuff to him, though? How do you view that?
I feel like he's gay. I feel like he's hiding it, and I feel like he's suppressing the fact that he's gay.
Yeah.
By masking it in, listen, babe, I want you to peg me, or
I'm saying. I feel like this sexual environment that we're in now is so extreme.
It is extreme.
Because
it's
what
out
I'm
there.
Saying is, it's like they're making it, but to the extent where it's like these things are becoming normalized to
right.
where, like, oh, if your, it's like some other chick I just met dating and stuff like that will point at me and be like, but you ain't down with letting a bitch peg you? It's like, no. A fucking man. Like, you get what I'm saying? But the environment is so strong that it's becoming abnormal for me to be that way.
Right.
To be like, no, why the fuck would I want you to do that?
You know what? I don't know if it's becoming that way. I think you're tripping. I don't think it's becoming that way.
I'm telling you.
I think that
I done had a conversation with people. I'm just talking.
That's interesting that you should say that. But I think a good majority of the men who are heterosexual mm-hmm. are still very, very much, you know, like, listen, I'm a man. I don't even get down like that.
Yeah.
I don't play them games. Don't touch my ass. Don't touch around my ass. I don't want you near my ass, period. And I still think that there's a good percentage of men that are still that way.
Mm-hmm.
Again,
I'm not saying that they're not that way. What I'm saying is that they're running up against women
who are more open-minded.
Yes, on some new level shit.
I think so. But at the same time, that you can't force a man to give up his you know, what he feels like is his masculinity.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's not gonna work.
Okay. Because
he's not fucking with you.
Yeah.
If he really feels, there are men that are very passionate about mm-hmm. their masculinity, and, you know, they're not gonna let you interrupt any of that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care
how
freaky you wanna be.
That's what
they're not
is.
Letting
it's
you come
trying
between
to hold
that.
On to my masculinity.
Right.
Because I don't want to feel
pretty
like
much.
I have to be forced to get that up because
you
the environment
feel
is
forced
changing.
To get.
Fuck that.
You shouldn't feel forced. At the end of the day, people like what they like.
Yeah.
You know, I have my preferences. Other people have their preferences. There are a lot of women out there, you know, that are, you know, getting into becoming more open-minded about sex, about how they have sex with men. And there are a lot of men that are out there allowing women to do a lot more to them, you know, in the experience, you know, in an experimental phase, should I say. trying to figure out, you know, if that's something that they're into or not into. And some of them, frankly, are into it, you know.
Again, but I think they experience, I think they probably go through the experience for the wrong reasons then.
Maybe. You never
I'm
know.
Trying to bag
you never
this
know.
Chick, so
what?
I might be, damn, you want to do what to me?
You never know what,
you know what I'm saying?
What it is
like that, kind
that
of
people are into.
Yeah.
But it might have been something that somebody had been suppressing for a long time.
You just got to stop watching porn or something. I don't know what the fuck you watch.
Porn will ruin people's lives.
All I'm saying is, you
got
to go topic on just porn. Because porn is killing niggas
that's,
out here.
I'm like, telling you.
I don't want you nowhere near my ass ever in life. Like, ever in life. Listen, sir. I have a. You ever seen a Boondocks episode when what's the name was talking about he gonna go to jail and get ass raped?
No, I didn't. When they were mimicking the guy that was actually in jail raping men.
Yeah.
Talking about he's the booty
man
something.
Did something like that. Yes. Lady.
Like, yeah.
Listen, I'm that guy. Like. They were talking about people in jail getting ass raped and stuff when you go to jail. I ain't going to jail.
Right.
Like, that's just not. Why would I want to be there if that's what's happening?
I don't know.
You get what I'm saying?
I don't know.
So stay away.
I mean, you know, I don't knock. You know, I don't.
I'm not knocking nobody, but
into,
I'm just saying, hey.
Let me just say that. But I'm just not into any bisexual men.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know,
you
I'm not
date
that
a bisexual
woman.
Man?
No, sir. I could not.
Even if he was like Morris Kojo or some
I
shit.
I could not.
Morris Kojo.
I could
or some
not.
Shit.
I could not do it, Jay.
Drake.
No. I don't care. If he
50 Cent.
No, he's bisexual. That means that he's been with a man intimately, and I just couldn't get past that.
Mm-hmm.
I really couldn't. I need my man to be heterosexual.
Okay.
Period.
Okay.
You know, I want him to love pussy and pussy only. That's
got
it.
You.
I can't do, you know, you thinking about Jody.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do, you know, you rubbing asses. I you know, all unless right. It's mine, but not another man's. I just can't do it. I can't
imagine.
Because that thing is going to sit on my mind every single time.
Yeah.
And if a fine man passes by, I'm going to be looking at you to see if you're looking at this nigga. Like, that's a problem. I don't know. No, we can look at women together, but what I'm not going to do is be with my man checking out another man.
That sounds like a double standard right
now. It is, and I said that from the beginning. I do live by some certain double standards.
That is true.
And that double standard
is
that I don't have an issue with men liking women that are bisexual because I think two women are sexy, but I do
not. Why do women think that?
I just think
that's sexy. We only got a few minutes left, but why do women think that? My daughter said the same thing. The little one, she's 11, she was like, I'm okay with two women, but I'm not okay with two guys because she just said it was cute. She was like, two girls look cute together. And I was
just like,
why do y'all feel that way?
Long as I'm not involved in these two guys,
mm-hmm.
then I think it's perfectly fine because this is people's lives.
Yeah.
Again, let me say this: I'm not homophobic.
Yeah.
I'm not. I have
either.
No issues with
just stay
with
away
gay
from
men
my ass.
Or, but I don't want a bisexual man.
Okay.
Period. I feel like you love who you love, and
mm-hmm.
if you're gay, and you have every right to be who you are, right? If you meet a man and you want to be with that man,
mm-hmm.
great. But don't force me into a situation that I'm not comfortable with.
And
what
some
I'm
of the
not
gays are forcible.
Right.
Because I got some gay dudes at the job. They be, that niggas be coming
saying.
On strong.
I'm just saying.
Feel disrespected because I feel like, I was like, damn, that's how we be treating women?
Right.
When you have a gay dude hit on you to the point where it's just like,
listen,
really, nigga? Like, are you for real right now?
You know why that's happening, Jay?
Really feel sometimes.
You know why that's happening? Because a lot of men. Because
I'm fine as hell, too.
You,
I've been going to the gym,
thing.
Girl. I'm a
yeah,
sexy
I know.
Little motherfucker now.
But why it's happening that way and why you see a lot of gay men are more aggressive
mm-hmm.
is because there's been a lot more gay men hitting on straight men and
mm-hmm.
they're actually succeeding.
See, I don't like that. If you gay dealing within your culture, see that's for another topic.
Right.
I think they're greedy. I think they're the most greediest people.
Why are they greedy?
Because like I just said, if you gay stay in your environment, why are you trying to come and convert the straight people?
Because.
You're doing too much. You're doing too much. You're doing too much. Don't try to convert me.
And to be
like, it's plenty of gay people out there. Go find them.
The truth of the matter is, there are a lot of straight people. Like, we talked about suppression. Yeah. There are a lot of straight people that are suppressing their urges to go to the other side or try
or
something.
Experiment and stuff
experiment or whatever
well,
the
I ain't
case
the one
is.
Out, is all I'm saying.
But this is why you see a lot more gay men that are aggressive. And they're not just hitting on gay men like them, they're hitting on straight men that look like they may, you know.
Yeah, but at the same time, I feel like you got a fucking list. I feel like you got a list of, like, y'all have some secret code of seeing how many straight guys y'all can get. Like, stop that shit.
You know what? I mean, it's possible.
Stop
you
it.
Know, maybe there are gay men that live their lives out there. Mm-hmm. And because they want to expose, you know.
So, yeah, and I definitely
expose
sure wouldn't want to
men
be exposed.
And expose the fact that there are a lot of more men that are gay out there. And they've been suppressing, you know, the urges of being with another man for a very long time. You know, you never know what's behind people's, you know, motivation.
Yeah.
And so you just have to be careful. I, you know, like I said, for me, if you are a man that's, you know, trying to date me, listen, if you like to be with men, forget about it.
Yeah.
I'm not that girl. You know, I'm not that open-minded yet.
What if you like trans women?
I'm not that girl.
That trying to be
I need you to like pussy and pussy only. Period.
What about store-bought pussy?
There's a whole different conversation right
all
there.
All right. We got a minute here, Shavon. I enjoy our talks because we always get crazy. We got 100,000 million more topics for you guys here on Table Talk. So we definitely going to come back with another episode. We hope you guys enjoyed this episode and also check out previous episodes. Sarah G, let the people know where they can find you at.
You can hit me up on Instagram at georges.sarah, S-A-R-A.
If you Jody, you out there, come and get it.
Hit me up. Or you can hit me on Facebook, Sarah Georges. Either one. Hit me up, leave me a message. And where can they find you, Jay?
You can catch me on Instagram also at It's Raymond. You already know what it is, Table Talk.
Yes.
Make sure if you're gonna come with you having your shit together, you know, make sure you have a career, a job, balance your struggles and stuff.
Right, and address your mental issues,
and be sexual, but not a perv. You know what it is. It's Raymond. It's Table Talk. We're gonna see you guys again. Come back, listen, join, subscribe, share. You know, we out.
All right.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.